Almost 7 years after the death of seven people in a West Coast helicopter crash, a coroner has called for stronger aviation rules to prevent a similar disaster happening again. Some of the victims' families are echoing the call for change. Here's Timothy Brown.
It was meant to be a sightseeing highlight of a dream holiday for the tourists on board. But soon after takeoff from Chancellor Shelf on November the 21st, 2015, the Airbus helicopter smashed into Fox Glacier, killing British tourists Helen and Nigel Charlton, Andrew Virko and Catherine Walker, and Australians Josephine Gibson and Savon Liang, as well as Kiwi pilot Mitchell Gamron. Nigel's brother, Paul Charlton, says he hopes some positive change comes from the tragedy.
It was horrid. We now want it to be something that improves things for others.
The Transport Accident Investigation Commission found the helicopter was overweight and likely shouldn't have been flying when it crashed in changeable weather. Coroner Marcus Elliott has today released his findings into the deaths. He's called for stricter regulations for weighing passengers and crew, saying their actual weight should be taken into account when loading an aircraft, not a standardised one. He also wants a stricter training regime to ensure pilots can handle specific conditions, as well as more regular independent auditing of operators. Paul Charlton backs all of that and would also like to see the coroner's suggestion for webcams on flight routes and dash cams inside helicopters to become widespread. He recalls the trauma of the crash.
The events of that weekend and the following week were traumatic. Since then, things have got easier. We still miss them, of course. We had a family gathering this last weekend and they're still in our hearts.
He also offered his sympathy to the family of the pilot.
I especially feel sorry for the Gamron family. They lost a son who went to work. His place of work wasn't as safe as it should have been. His place of work was our family's sightseeing trip. We have pictures of them up on the glacier outside the helicopter. Obviously very happy. They died in a happy place, but in a tragedy that shouldn't recur.
Another brother, Clive Charlton, says he holds no ill will towards the company who operated the helicopter, Alpine Adventures, nor its owner, James Scott.
Having been to the inquest, I'd now be prepared to go in a helicopter flight with the company that my brother had his accident in, because I'm sure that they are now in a proper position in terms of safety.
Here's a simple message for the Ministry of Transport, the Civil Aviation Authority and the government. Do as the coroner has asked.
That's the purpose that we've stuck with this process for 6 years, is to try and make sure that some good comes out of this tragedy.
Charlie Gibson, whose daughter Josephine died alongside her partner Savon Liang, has many unanswered questions about the crash, including how helicopters are even allowed to land on the glacier.
I asked that, brought that up, and how could you approve that as a helipad? How could you land there? And no one ever looked at it. I don't know how the Civil Aviation Authority could approve this to go on. It's just beyond my comprehension.
James Scott and the company in charge of quality assurance at Alpine Adventures pleaded guilty to health and safety charges brought by the Civil Aviation Authority. RNZ approached Mr. Scott for comment, but he had not responded by deadline last night.
Now, the Civil Aviation Authority, CAA, and the Ministry of Transport both provided statements acknowledging the coroner's findings, but neither would be interviewed this morning. Nor would Kieran McAnulty, he's the Associate Transport Minister. He did issue a statement saying that he acknowledges the coroner's findings, but he did say it may be some time before any changes follow those.